My name is Lavinia Ivanica, or if you were to say it in Romanian, it would be Lavinia Ivanica. I am from Romania. I've been in Pittsburgh for 3.5 years. I own a coffee shop in Southside. I'm currently 32. When I moved here, I was 22. When I moved here, I had just finished my master's. I did go to school in New York for a little bit. I wanted to study creative writing. Although, you know, Romania, it's a country, it's a post-communist country. And what that means is that for a long time, we were under communist regime. A lot of things were controlled in our country. And what communism is more so about is just a bunch of rules. Just think about a country that just has a lot of rules. For example, a funny thing, when my parents grew up, they only had electricity between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Or they were able to buy bananas only on, I don't know, Mondays and Thursdays and had to go and stay in line for that. Something that's just so accessible right now. You just go to the store and you get yourself 1,000 bananas. You were told what to do. Everything that you did was by the book. There was just no other way. There was no really freedom in expressing yourself. So I just happened to be lucky. And I was born right after this political regime stopped. I really got to experience a democratic and pretty free country. I didn't really come from a very wealthy family. My grandparents, they're peasants. They work on their farm. That's what they survive of. They have their own animals. So they have their own meat, milk, everything that you think of. They don't buy it from a grocery store. They grow everything. My mother was from the opposite side of the country and she grew up in the mountains. So we were lucky to go and visit the area. Also grew up in a very, very small town. So the name of the town is called Alexandria. I would say 30,000 people. We actually didn't have TV when we grew up. So we had to be very creative with our game. We grew up caroling around Christmas. So we have this beautiful tradition that days before Christmas, all us kids would just go and carol around town. You know, everyone would give us treats. We would get homemade cookies or hot cider. And a lot of times we were getting money as well. So we have this dish. We call it sarmale. First of all, it takes a day to make it, maybe even more than that. And I'm sure you probably heard of it before. It's just stuffed cabbage. So you just get, you know, ground pork and beef, and then you mush it with like a bunch of vegetables, and then you get pickled cabbage, and then you make all these rolls, and then you get this big pot, and you put them in there, and we serve that with polenta cake, like a corn cake. It's literally just corn flour, water, and oil. So I grew up in church in Romania, and we had a lot of friends that did mission trips there. A lot of our teachers from my school were American. So they were just young students that would go to Romania and they would teach the language. I got introduced to American culture. So I grew up, you know, listening to country music and I loved Johnny Cash and I was wearing cowboy boots and, you know, just very different than Romanian culture. But I just really loved the language. I loved the music and I just loved it. I just thought I just fit in. When I wanted to leave Romania, I thought it would just be easier to come here because considering that I knew the language and I just felt very familiar with the cultures. My parents haven't had a chance to come. Both my siblings have come. You know, we actually just celebrated Christmas together here this winter. I think there's a lot of opportunity here. So I did work in restaurants in New York and I managed a restaurant there. And then I moved to Pittsburgh to open a restaurant. I just love that Pittsburgh was very welcoming and it's a place of growth. It just worked perfect for me because I felt like I was able to bring what I had learned in another place. I do miss Romania. It's, you know, what shaped me. And I really am grateful for every part of it. So just embrace everything that comes your way. You never know where you turn out to be.